Summer is winding down and Appliance Discounters is gearing up for this Labor Day. We purchased some great deals and we want to pass the savings on to you. Shop Appliance Discounters now through Labor Day and take advantage of end of the summer savings on all brands as well as Bosch appliances. Get 10% back on Bosch appliance packages on top of the already low prices. Purchase a dishwasher in that package or on its own and we'll install it for free. For your shopping convenience, we'll be open the entire Labor Day weekend, including that Sunday and Monday.
Now, back to Jay and Joe on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
We got the Tanner Laws on this day coming up in just a bit. Engine Joe's K-Ride Magic Man, who is actually Kevin Miller of Realty Executives of St. Louis, a sponsor of this program and a sponsor who is continuing on into our move at 590, texted in during the break saying that Chris Gardner's singing gave him thought of pulling his sponsorship on this this radio
Chris
show.
Chris Gardner almost cost you money.
Oh, God, yeah. Uh-huh.
By the way, are we speaking of one-time things? I guess Chris Gardner singing on this show is a one-time thing. Are we playing the match game open tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, we do have to play the match game open tomorrow.
I need to find that in my email or somewhere in the system. Give Hanselman some love.
Right. I just sent him the copy for a new for something new that we'll be doing at the for the 3 o'clock hour, and I just told him, I said, "Have at it, take it away, do your work your magic with it." I'm just kind of handing it to him and saying, "There you go." So among all the work that he's doing, he's all the intros for all the shows that he has. I said, "Okay, yeah, just do this. Throw that in there. Throw that into your little mixture as well." Rodney Harrison was some interesting. I plan on getting into the Colin Kaepernick stuff, especially when Stahl and H are in here coming up in about 20 minutes from now, 25 minutes from now. I plan on getting into all this with them. Rodney Harrison was on a morning show in Houston. And he had these comments on Colin Kaepernick.
They were comments.
I tell you this, I'm a black man, and Colin Kaepernick, he's not black. He cannot understand what I face and what other young black men and black people face, or people of color face, on a every single day basis. When you walk in a grocery store and you might have $2,000, $3,000 in your pocket, and you go up in Foot Locker and they're looking at you like you're about to steal something. Rodney Harrison's on national TV.
That's not a good comment. That's not a very good comment at all.
And I'm sure that people aren't looking at Rodney Harrison in a Foot Locker thinking that he's going to steal something. The host asked Harrison to elaborate on his claim that Kaepernick is not black and therefore not qualified to stage such a protest. Harrison answered, "I'm not saying that he has to be black. I said his heart is in the right place. But even with what he's doing, he still doesn't understand that we face as a black man or people of color. That's what I'm saying." Rodney Harrison since apologized. Said, "I never intended to offend anyone. I was trying to speak about my experiences as an African American. I apologize to anyone that I offended. Wasn't meant to be hurtful to anyone. God bless."
Sage
last
deal.
Point, I want people to know I never even knew he was mixed. I actually didn't know either. I honestly thought both his parents were black and he was adopted by, because I knew he was raised by a white family, but I didn't know he was mixed either.
Sage Steele has responded.
She was not happy.
Not happy.
No.
Can't blame her.
Do you have her quote?
Okay. Now tell me how your experience as a black man gives you the right to determine someone else's identity. Would like to hear how he responds to that.
I'm guessing he won't. I'm guessing he's not going to get involved in any kind of Twitter wars with anybody, responding to anybody. I mean, I'm sure he might just do it off of, you know, out off of Twitter, if you will. But actually, you know, talked to a lot of people that have had unpleasant experiences with Rodney Harrison over the years.
This might be... I heard our phone ring, and I was thinking maybe it was Rennie, who just texted me saying he forgot his phone. I'll see if we can do tomorrow.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Oh, that's funny. You know where Rodney Harrison went to school?
I know he used to play in San Diego. What's the conference? What's the conference, Joe? Joe, what's his conference?
College conference?
Yes.
Missouri Valley.
Did he go to?
Yeah.
Really? Went to Missouri Valley School?
Yes.
Did not know that. Bradley?
No.
Missouri State.
You're just screwing with me now, right?
Yeah, I don't know where he went.
The Western Illinois University.
He went to WIU?
Yes.
I had no idea. So, Joe, what do you think about your proud alum?
That's the thing. I don't know if I would refer to him as proud alum.
Ah.
I think I've done more for Western Illinois University than Rodney has since he left. Truthfully, I do think that's the case. I've never written them a check, but I think just personally the amount of work that I've done, the help that I've given them at conventions, recruiting conventions, I want to say I've done more than he has. Ray King chimes in. That's the same lack of attention to detail that allowed Tyree to make that helmet catch.
Oh, there you go. I also believe Rodney Harrison might have missed an interception on that drive as well.
Really?
I think so. It would have been a tough one, but he had a chance to end that game.
Well, you could almost say that without Rodney Harrison, there would be no greatest show on turf.
That is very true.
Hard to dislike Rodney Harrison here
in
St. Louis.
Wasn't Rodney tied to HGH at one point in time?
Really?
I feel like he was. I don't think Rodney, first off, was known as being a very dirty player. He was. He was suspended for violating the league's substance abuse policy.
It is very strange the way he never really addresses why Colin Kaepernick, why he says he isn't a black man.
I don't think he has a good reason for it.
It's almost as bad as Colin Kaepernick's reason for not standing during the national anthem. Which I think, I know we had the audio yesterday. I don't know if it's easily accessible in the system for that, but you've probably heard it a few times. But Colin Kaepernick's reason for not standing is also just odd. You know, he never really gives you a point. He just kind of says words.
Yeah. My favorite, though, I think Drew Brees said it. It's, I respect his right, but, you know, I don't like how he practices right, which is like, well, I respect your right to do that. I don't exactly appreciate your actions, though, or you practicing that right.
It's just a
Drew
very...
Drew also believes that Guantanamo Bay should be open.
Really?
Yeah, which is maybe one of his worst opinions.
He hanging out with Curt Schilling?
Maybe. Rennie has also tweeted at you now.
I see that.
I don't like it.
Hey, Joe Roderick, I'm so sorry. Went for a shoot for KSDK, forgot my phone. Please forgive me. B. Hoffman has in for Wednesday.
He's scheduling
right
for 4:10.
That wouldn't have happened with Frank.
At 4:10, Rennie's supposed to be on tomorrow. Boy, if he's not on by 4:20, the roast of Rennie Knott will commence.
Uncle Baldwin, who is more disliked right now, Kaepernick or Lochte? P.S. Lochte did nothing wrong. Lochte absolutely did something wrong.
By the way, dancing with the stars.
Ryan Lochte is?
Yes. And former governor of Texas, Rick Perry.
Really?
Yes.
I see Calvin Johnson also on the
yes,
list.
Yes. So is Calvin Johnson, who I bet could cut a rug. Assuming like his joints are still fine. I'm not sure where he is physically after playing for in the NFL for a few years. But he strikes me as a guy who could probably has the good footwork of a wide receiver, can probably cut a rug or two.
All the athletes do well in there.
I can see Ryan Lochte being bad.
He'll just want to grind up on whoever he gets. don't know many of the females that do the Dancing with the Stars on the dancer side of it. But whoever had Antonio Brown over the past offseason, I think I actually follow her on Twitter now because she was so hot. I think I actually went out of my way to find out who she was and start following her on Twitter because I thought she was so attractive. I have to find out who Sharna Burgess was her name. S-H-A-R-N-A Burgess. Flocky gets her. Good for him. Uncle Baldwin, I'll miss this show. It's the only way I can interact without having to talk about another man's... Nope.
You can text in the Frank without having to talk about that.
Where's the fun in that? It's more fun to try to get Frank to read those.
There's a new show on Thursday called The Writer's Block starting off, and you can text into that as well without being graphic.
It's one of those. She has that red hair, like that dyed red hair, but she still looks cute with her brunette hair. But it looks even better when she just dyes it like bright red. Kind of like some of the wrestlers. The way they go about it. Yeah, I think we have a good... I completely forgot what we have on for this day in history, but I remember there were a few that I chuckled when I saw and I put on the list. So let's go back in time. Let's take a look at things that have happened on...
This Day in History.
Sponsored by Tanner Law.
Once again, Jerry Tanner of Tanner Law wants to thank myself, Jay, Hoff, Plowsy, for promoting Tanner Law over the past several months.
Mostly Plowsy.
Probably mostly Plowsy. So we had some laughs, hopefully shed some light on some various legal topics. But remember, if you are injured in a car accident or hurt at work, you can call Jerry Tanner, 314-241-1956. It's 314-241-1956. Or visit tannerlaw.net. They can help you get the compensation you deserve. Plowsy?
The choice of an attorney is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisement.
Hey. Some chimed in asking if I've seen the Tommy Lahren Kaepernick video. No, I usually watch those on mute.
Who is that?
She's like 24 years old. She does the very conservative hot takes, and I don't know if she's actually on a channel. Okay. She works for The Blaze. But it's hot takes. All her takes are blazing hot.
They have to be. If it's on The Blaze, Joe. She can't have tepid takes on The Blaze.
She's just really good looking.
They can't be flaccid. They got to be strong.
You'll see people, you know, maybe like a former pitcher post or share her videos on Facebook. And I just kind of, I'll see them go by. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I rarely actually click on them to listen to them. Anyway, off.
Things happen on this day, Joe.
Yes.
Apparently a hot take by an attractive woman on The Blaze happened today. But also on this day in 1939, New York Yankees, Atlee Donald, Joe, he pitched a baseball then a record 94.7 miles per hour, which I think for most starters is actually average today.
It'd be like, oh, God, what's wrong with him?
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, he's starting a little slow. On this day in 1979, then U.S. President Jimmy Carter attacked by a rabbit on a canoe trip in Plains, Georgia. I have a follow-up for that.
Okay.
On this day, 1987, Vez Paul of France, he runs a complete marathon backwards for some reason. He finished it in 3 hours and 57 minutes and 57 seconds. And on this day, 1993, CBS TV debuts The Late Show with David Letterman. The first musical guest to appear in the show is Billy Joel.
What's your follow-up to Jimmy Carter?
What's more embarrassing for a president, Jimmy Carter being attacked by a rabbit or George W. Bush choking on a pretzel?
He was in a canoe and got attacked by a rabbit. So how does that happen?
What's being attacked by a rabbit entail? I can picture a raccoon or a squirrel because those can be kind of...
Right?
Yeah, those can be, they have some, albeit small claws and maybe they bite a little bit. Rabbit? Usually those run away when you're near them.
What do you have to do to... You have to really piss them off.
Yeah, what did Jimmy Carter do to the rabbit? Put the rabbit down, Jimmy.
He's
Lenny from Of Mice and Men.
I'm looking at how fast the ball was thrown, or how. So, again, What was the speed on there?
94.7, which is, I think, like kind of what Carlos might throw like when he starts off. He doesn't want to throw too hard.
Aroldis Chapman.
Is that?
105.1.
There we go.
So they have increased it 11 miles per hour.
That's a lot.
Like, that's when I look at that and...
Makes you appreciate the hitters today.
Well, the Olympics. And yeah, that's another thing, too. You want to sit here and talk like, oh, you know, look how good Babe Ruth was. What year was that ball thrown?
1939.
Okay. So Babe Ruth never saw a pitch over 94 miles an hour. All right, let's. If we're going to be honest here and we're going to talk about how good a player was, how fast they threw, you know, how great of a hitter Babe Ruth was, how would he do against the guy throwing 98 today?
Put Babe Ruth against Alex Reyes, what happens?
Right. That's pretty bad. To throw 94 miles an hour. I think you kind of look at all those other, you know, all the records before then and go, okay, they were just getting a little BP thrown their way. How did more players not hit 60 home runs in a
right,
50
exactly.
home runs in a season
yeah.
when they were only facing 94 miles an hour?
Put Stanton in that era, see how many he hits.
Maybe not. I mean, the balls wouldn't go as far.
Maybe, yeah.
It wouldn't be as fun to watch him. So then the other one on the list was the backwards running marathon. How on earth do you train for that?
Why would you want to do that, though? I don't get the motivation behind it. So your neck's got to be really hurting afterwards because you're probably always looking over your shoulder.
I would have a little setup, a little shoulder setup with
like
a mirror.
Review
yeah.
mirrors on your shoulder.
Okay. Yeah, I'd have one mirror that I could just look ahead. I could just see what I was running into.
What if you finished slower than the guy running backwards? You did it in 3:57. What if you ran yours in 4 hours? Like, you have the sense of accomplishment of having ran a marathon, but then it's like, oh, the guy who was basically half-assing it still beat me.
I'm trying to just figure out what the... I mean, to run a marathon, to run 27 miles, 26.2 miles?
Yes.
26.2 miles, you're going to run that the entire way backwards.
Backwards.
And I'm watching a video of it. None of these people have mirrors on them to look at. They all have to look behind them.
It's got to really hurt the neck after a few miles.
Right. Like, oh, I got a nice straightaway coming up. It's going to run straight here.
Right. Oh, there's a turn. I hate turning my head when I have to drive.
Some of these world records, I tell you, some of these world records just don't seem like they are, they're very necessary, you know? I cannot think of a world record or something I want to try to do where I would want to practice for that long, that I would want to put hours 40-plus hours, or I guess 4 hours into it to actually go and do. 314 says the guy who's averaging 9 minutes a mile. For most normal people, that's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, that is. That's very
running
good.
Forward.
Especially for 26 miles, it's great. That's fantastic.
Tony the Plowdow says that you can't prove that pitchers threw slower. There's no technology to measure
it. I was curious what they used to measure that.
Stopwatch? Then you just do all the math.
They just had a fast guy run on the side of it. And, okay, well,
beat
it.
No, you do the stopwatch. Okay, 60.6. All right, that ball got there in this many seconds.
There's still the human error of hitting start and stop.
Sure. Sure. Uncle Baldwin pointed out Babe Ruth also hit a ball with a crappy bat and a soft, cushy ball. Was the ball softer back then?
I think so.
The bat a lot worse? I mean, it was still just a piece of wood.
I'm sure the bat's more refined now.
Right. Eh. Carlos, that's a very odd this day in history that we had. Very, I guess, all over the board, I guess you would say. Tomorrow's the last one.
Last one, Joe.
Let's Tomorrow's the last one.
Let's hope the people that passed did their again, job yes. and had a good August 31st.
I have nothing to do with that. Nothing I can do or say is going to determine whether or not tomorrow is a good
yeah, watch
this day
in
history.
Have like a lot of really good ones.
God, I bet it will. I don't know what I'm going to do in the morning now when I do prep for the show in the morning. I have a nice routine going right now.
Are you still just
going
to look it up just to see? Force a habit. Tell your son, Hudson, here's what happened on this day in history.
I think I will just in case there's something worth talking about. But I won't spend as long on it. Maybe I'll find one good one and I'll be like, all right, there we go. Good talking point. Oh, for the 314, they used an abacus. That's how they determined miles per hour back in the 1930s. That makes
abacus?
Sense. Yeah, that makes sense. I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
Yeah, they used an abacus for it. Good text. Good text. You know what? Before I forget to give it away, that wins text of the day.
All right.
Yeah, that wins text of the day. They win two tickets to Prophets of Rage on Friday along with whatever giveaway they gave me at Busch Stadium on Saturday. What was it, the Hall of Fame plaque?
Yes.
Sure, you win that too.
Oh, congrats.
Congrats. Congratulations, Andrew. I guess there's a Netflix documentary called Fastball talks about how they measured the speed. Great, now I have to go watch a documentary. Okay. Hey, DraftKings, new destination of one-week fantasy football. Use promo code 920. Play for free with your first deposit. That's 920. Play for free. Share your $5 million for your share. $5 million in total prizes in the week one contest at DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for detail at DraftKings.com. We come back, little test run of the new show, Triple Threat, that will be debuting on Thursday on 590 The Fan. Howard Balzer, Brian Stahl will be in with us here on the Afternoon Drive.